Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the wine appraiser, and I'm here with Denise, my wife and wine tasting partner.
Hello, everyone. Tonight's going to be a groovy night.
Yeah, we have a groovy show, don't we?
We do.
For Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And in addition to talking about wine and Mother's Day, we're going to do some reminiscing about the 70s.
Yeah, because that's when I was young. The 70s.
Yeah.
Junior high, high school days.
Yeah. I was cool.
Yeah, we were hip.
Actually, I was cool.
I had my mood ring and my earth shoes, so I was a little bit cool. And I had my bangs and my feathered hair. Well, I heard he had steel-toed shoes, so I don't think he was quite as cool as he thinks. Boots. Oh, yes, they weren't shoes.
They were not.
I don't think I knew a single...
And they were black, too.
...high schooler that had steel-toed boots.
And wore them to school.
Exactly.
Yeah. All the cool kids did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Before we get started with the show, though, I wanted to talk about the past couple shows. And first, last week, we had one of our Italian wines on the Trader Joe's show was a Nero d'Avola.
D'Avola. That's not how we said it.
Nero d'Avola. No, I called it Nero d'Avola. And I'd even listened to pronunciations before the show.
Yeah.
And I still mess it up.
Yeah, sometimes we just get it wrong.
Oh, I am the worst. And it's really bad when I go back and listen to the show. Well, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm saying that wrong. And then I probably say it three different ways.
We're products of the 70s, so that's our excuse.
So anyway, it's Nero d'Avola. Wanted to correct that. And then the other one was, I forget the name of, it was Roustabout, and I think I pronounced that, I forget how I pronounced it, and then you said it the way I was saying it, and I corrected you.
Of course, you would notice my mistake.
I thought that was pretty good. So anyway, just wanted to say that. And then also, going back to our 10-year Norton tasting show, mm-hmm. I just saw on the Costco website this week that you can get a 30-year vertical collection of Chateau Latour.
30 years of wine?
Yeah, every year their wine.
Is this
wine,
a whole bottle?
Yeah, a whole bottle from 1985 to 2014.
Oh my goodness. Now what kind of wine is this?
It's a Bordeaux. That's a Bordeaux. So Bordeaux blend, it's Latour. I think one of the podcasts we listened to about the Swindler guy, isn't that what he drank? He would only drink Latour? I'm pretty sure.
On the Wolf of Wall Street?
It was a guy like that. I mean, he swindled everybody. They thought he was multi-billionaire, and instead he just swindled people. But anyway, I was thinking that's what he drank. But
so what does one bottle cost?
I don't know, but that 30-year vertical collection, you can get it for the low, low price of $37,999.99.
Whoa, that makes our Stonehill 10 years a bargain. Well, it was really fun.
Yeah, but I think you better hurry at that price. They'll probably go quick.
Okay. Do you have our order in hand? That'd be groovy if you did.
Yeah. That's far out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It blows my mind.
Huh? Yeah, it blows your mind. Okay. Blows my mind.
Are you going to have a wine for Mother's Day?
I don't know. What are we doing for Mother's Day? What have the kids planned? I don't know.
With the kids, you probably won't have a bottle of wine because we're going to a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
So.
Out on the patio, I hope.
Yes.
If it's nice out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Mother's Day, it's not a huge wine day, correct?
No,
I don't think so. But if you want to get your mom a bottle of wine, or if you're like me, want to get maybe something that your wife would like.
We have three here that I would like. Okay. Correct?
I'm hoping so.
Okay. This is what you think I will like.
Yeah. So this whole show, then, I wanted to do, what do women like as far as, and I'm probably the wrong person to be teaching this class.
Well, you
huh?
know me, I always have an opinion, but it's my opinion. So.
Would I be the wrong person to be teaching a class on what women want?
Definitely you'd be the wrong person.
But anyway.
The ears go closed, the eyes go shut.
Glaze over.
Yes.
So, but anyway.
But you come from an all brothers family.
Yes.
So that has a little bit to do with it.
This show, though, is going to talk about kind of the wines that women drink, what they prefer. And I know it's a generalization. I mean, obviously.
Yes, it's a very
all women like different wines. And yes. I think you probably like a lot of wines that I know a lot of other women probably don't.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. So anyway, so some things. First of all, women actually drink more wine than men.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah.
We're more stressed.
Yeah. So women drink more wine than men. They spend more money on wine.
Oh, now that I'm surprised about.
And most people think of women as being white wine drinkers. Do you?
Probably if I would poll my friends, I would say they're more on the white side and I'm the oddball on the red.
Yeah.
I like more of red wine.
However, what it said online, and everything online's true, right?
Well,
44% of women say their favorite wine is a red, and only 42% said their favorite wine was a white.
Okay.
But it does, I mean, they kind of obviously talk about that. Women are more white wine drinkers, and men are generally red wine drinkers. The reason that kind of gets stereotyped, women are... there's twice as many women that are super tasters than men.
Oh, yes. And smellers, too. Yes.
Well, so super tasters, they just have more sensory for taste than men. And it's basically they have more taste buds. And so they can taste things a lot better than men.
Pick up the nuances and the things that they don't like.
Well, and it also makes them more sensitive to, like, the bitterness of tannins.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would agree with that.
That's one thing. So high tannin wines.
I'm always looking for a low tannin wine.
Yeah. So red wines are the wines with tannins. And so a lot of women will just kind of stay away from those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Scientifically, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So women do seem to like a lot of rosé wines because they're low in tannin, they're bright, acidic, and a lot of sparkling wines, too.
Yeah.
It seems like women kind of prefer that.
So I do not prefer the sparkling.
Yeah.
But I do see that tasting.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of a personal thing. But I've heard a lot of women say, oh, I don't drink red wines because it gives me a headache. Have you heard that?
Well, no.
Oh.
I've heard that it heats you up. Heats you up a little bit more from women. And I know with the sparkling, that tends to give me a headache. Any sweet wine tends to give me a headache.
Okay.
And the sweet wines tend to be the white wines.
So tonight, what we have here, the whole point of this, I've got three wines that I picked up for Denise. One is I stayed away from the rosé, but I have one of your favorite whites, which is an unoaked Chardonnay.
I really like this wine.
And so I knew you liked that, so I threw that in. And then the other thing I was going to say, if your wife, mother, is the type of person that doesn't like those tanniny wines, red wines, then you might look for a Barbera.
Oh, and I like Barberas.
Yeah. A Gamay, which I don't think you've really Grenache. Another one is Pinot Noir.
Okay, I like that.
And the other one is a Grenache.
Yep, that's okay. All in my wheelhouse.
Okay, so tonight I selected a Barbera and a Grenache.
Ooh.
Okay, and we're going to check those out and see how I did.
Okay.
And I was going to throw a rosé in, but we're going to have a rosé show coming up here for the beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd just hold off on that.
Okay. There's a lot of good rosés out there.
Just to go through a few things, a Barbera is a medium-bodied red wine, most famous for coming from the Piedmont region of Italy, which is the northwest part of Italy. It's a fruity red wine with high acids, low tannins. It's very smooth taste because of the low tannins. And from what I've been told and what I've read, that area of Italy, that is their daily drinker. I mean, that's what they have.
They also like it.
Yeah, and that's what they drink with their food.
The women insist on it.
On a daily basis, yeah. They said it's really that's what they drink with
their
food.
That's their table wine.
Yep. And then the other one, Grenache or Garnacha from Spain, also is a medium-bodied red wine, fruit-forward like the Barbera, but it does have a little more tannins and a little bit less acid.
Yeah, and I did not realize how much I liked the Grenache until recently.
Are we ready to taste?
I think so, Skipper. Okay. If you watched Gilligan's Island in the 70s.
Well, I think we were watching reruns in the 70s. Well, I think that was...
Rerun. It was the only thing
on. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
For our age group
to watch. What were the reruns? Gilligan's Island.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Brady Bunch a lot. And I remember...
it started, though, in the early 70s.
Watching Starsky and Hutch. That was a big one at night. Starsky and Hutch. Emergency 911. Oh, there's some hotties on there.
Were they hotties back then? Hunks?
I don't know. Hunks, yeah.
I don't know what you call them.
Yeah. Okay. What were the girls?
We were talking about that.
What was that girl?
A fox.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
So what were some other things? We were talking about...
tell me what wines were popular in the 70s.
Well, we had a listener send in when they heard we were doing the 70s show and said, remember the Mateus?
Mateus. I don't remember that in the cabinet for my folks. No.
Yeah, it came in a real funky bottle.
Okay.
And we talked about what was our wine that we had?
Lancer,
there you go.
We had Lancer.
Yeah. So Lancer and Mateus are both Portuguese wines. They both come from funky bottles. And we just saw a Lancer bottle.
Yeah.
For sale.
$20.
Yeah, it was over $20 for
just an old empty bottle. And you could hit somebody over the head with it and hurt them.
It's just an ugly jug.
But my folks were drinking card parties. A Lambrusco. Tripoli. Did your parents play Tripoli?
No.
Oh my gosh. They would be laughing in the living room.
Played it.
Yeah. Oh, I love Tripoli.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's a good old game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that is an awesome
card parties on a real card table. I don't know why you didn't play at your kitchen table. It had to be a card table.
Appropriately named. Let's go to our first wine. So this is a white un-oaked Chardonnay. This one it's from Cooper's Hawk.
I love it.
And we just.
I order it almost every other time we have a meal if I'm not eating steak.
So what do you get on this? It's just a real bright,
it's crisp,
acidy wine. It's very crisp.
It's light, so it doesn't interfere with the food, I think. It doesn't have that buttery, smothering buttery, oaky taste. This is done in stainless steel, correct?
I would guess so. It's unoaked.
Yes. And it has a very floral, I'd say melon, a little floral lemon smell.
It's citrusy, but it's It's a very warm citrus to me.
Very warm. With floral. I say floral notes.
It's not a limey, or it doesn't make me pucker up. Mm-mm. It's a smooth, crisp wine.
Yeah. With a little apple taste, lemon mm-hmm. apple taste.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
but
good.
But very mellow, but yet stays on your palate. A very favorable palate. Crisp on the palate.
I think I liked it better when it was cold, right when we first opened it.
Mm-hmm.
As it warms up.
I don't mind it. It's just very good.
I think it's better cold, but a little crisper and just nice.
Mm-hmm. I really like this.
Okay.
I would recommend this if you're like a white wine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the alcohol content and how dry is this?
This is 13%.
Well, and that's surprising because it does not have one bit of alcohol, mm-hmm. smell, taste.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes down real smooth.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to move on. Are okay. you? Do you yeah. want to give that a rating?
So again, this is the Unout Chardonnay from Cooper's Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really like it mm-hmm. if they're available in your area.
Yep.
What is the price point of this?
I don't know.
Okay.
We just get it through our membership. It's a
probably $21. Yeah, $22.
It's low 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to give that a rating?
Oh gosh, definitely a 4 for me.
Yeah. I can see a 4 actually. Mm-hmm. I really like that wine. It's just a easy drinking.
Like I said, I will go for it every time.
Yeah. I mean it. It's probably a 3. It's to me, but it's top 3 where it's very drinkable. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Yeah, I really like it with my meals there. It's my go-to.
Okay, so let's go to our first wine here, our first red wine.
First red wine.
And we did, I bagged these up and Denise poured them and, mm-hmm. and numbered them. So we aren't sure. Like I said, we've got a Barbera.
Okay.
And then we've got a Grenache. So we're not sure which is which.
So this has a little bit of a smoky, earthy smell, a dark red fruit smell, plum,
mm-hmm.
blackberry maybe.
It's pretty light. It's medium.
Oh, it's definitely violet.
There's some red and some darker fruits in there,
just
I think.
Barely see my fingers through there.
Yeah, and I would say...
Definitely has more of a little bit more cherry taste on the palate. Quick finish. A little bit of a pucker.
And it's got some tannins too, doesn't mm-hmm. it? They're pretty smooth, but...
I like it.
Boy, they're there. And I do too. Now, you said smoky.
Yeah, I guess.
Of which I'd say I can see where you're coming from, but I think it's a little bit...
Earthy, smoky...
I was going to say a little bit sweeter to me, more of the chocolate.
You think
cocoa?
It's cocoa? It's very good. I would say this is the Barbera, just because it's full bodied.
I would think it's a Barbera just because it's a lot brighter, and one's a 2021, and one's a 2017.
Mm-hmm. This has a heaviness to it,
and it's got some acid on it, mm-hmm. which. It's going to be the Barbera.
But I like that it has a nice fruity taste. A real cocoa and cherry taste. Very, very likable taste.
Now, do you say a quick finish?
Yeah, I get a quick finish.
Hmm.
With the taste of the fruit and the cocoa. But then it has a little tartness that stays on your tongue for quite a while.
Yeah. I'm kind of, I still have that fruit. And,
yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
What would you rate that?
I'm going to go a 3 on it.
Me too. Strong 3.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. I think maybe it'd go better with
It's full body. Food. It needs food, yeah. But that's just the alcohol.
Well, I'd say it's medium bodied.
Ooh, it seems woo to me.
Oh, it's got some alcohol on it.
Yeah, that's what's giving me the woo. Yeah. I need some food.
But it is pretty well balanced, and other than I would say it's a little high maybe on the acid,
Yeah, a little bit
for me. Mm-hmm.
Especially after that Chardonnay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're moving on to...
Moving to number... And we both gave that a 3. Mm-hmm. Now we'll go to number 3.
Lighter. And
it's a lighter color. Mm-hmm. I'd say a little bit brick maybe red. Of brown. Mm-hmm.
Brown brick
on
red.
On this, which... Again, I'm thinking maybe this is the older wine just because of the color. This wine is very earthy, or that's what I'm getting.
Very earthy. A little bit of the alcohol is smelling.
Which,
through.
Again, could be a little bit sign of an older wine. It gets a little more earthy, a little bit less fruity. Yeah, I get a little bit of alcohol on it.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Cherry, definitely. A raspberry.
Yeah, I get a lot of earthiness on it. Kind of that, it's kind of the mushroomy, mm-hmm. that type of earthiness.
It has actually, a nice finish. It has a nice finish. It stays
I actually
with you.
Like the taste of this a lot.
It doesn't, it's not quite as, doesn't have quite as bite of number 2.
It doesn't have the acid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's got good tannins. Smoother. It's mm-hmm. not. Not overly bitter.
But that's what I like about a Grenache. It's just really balanced, mm-hmm. a little yeah. bit lighter.
Yeah.
Red.
I really like that, actually.
I would say that's the Grenache.
I would,
but
too.
But we've been wrong before.
We have. What are you giving that?
3. Solid 3. It's not my favorite Grenache that I've okay. ever had, but I liked it.
You're pretty sure that's a Grenache.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that tonight.
Okay.
Whichever one that is.
Let's find out.
I think I'll go 4 on that.
Wow. Wow.
I really like that tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were right. Number 2, the number 2 wine is the Barbera.
Yes.
And that's a 2021 Aresca Nisa San Luigi.
Okay.
And this is that was purchased from Costco, $14.99. It's made from the Barbera grape. This got great ratings. It has a 14.5% alcohol,
ooh.
And it got a 94 rating from Wine Enthusiast.
That's very good.
94. Intense red color with smells of red and black fruit. Okay, we got that. Perfect. Chocolate and cocoa. Yeah, it.
Well, I kind of got that smoky taste.
I saw where you're coming from, especially in the smell.
It says sweet tobacco right okay, there. Sweet yeah. tobacco. That's what I got.
In the smell, especially, mm-hmm. I got it. Mm-hmm. But then the taste was more
cocoa.
A little sweeter. Yeah. Yeah. A little darker. It has good structure, complexity. Yeah, I'd agree with that. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
With notes of black cherry, sweet tobacco. Drink now through 2035.
Wow, you can store this one away.
I believe that. It's like I said, there's some tannins in there, even though Barbera is supposed to be super low in tannins.
I did like this, yeah. Barbera.
And I think it might be better in about
couple
3-4 years, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Well, we should go get some more and see if that's true. I would say of the two reds, it's my favorite.
Hmm. I think it needs a little time. It's a little
I'm fine with
acid-y
it.
But
it's just
there.
A little high on the alcohol for Mother's Day, maybe.
Okay. And the other one.
Don't want your mom stumbling out of the restaurant.
So our number 3 wine then is the Idle Cellars Grenache. And you're going to have to translate this.
Okay.
Here's what it says about this. It's a polar bear wearing silk pajamas, lounging on a waterbed, watching reruns of Columbo during the longest
Columbo.
Night. There you go. 70s. Another 70s reference. Yeah.
Wasn't there a parrot in that movie? Did Columbo?
You're talking. Oh, no. You're
Beretta.
Oh, now I love Tony B. Oh, yeah, Beretta. Tony B.
That's what I remember. And Kojak. Kojak with the sucker.
Yep.
Oh, those
Who
were
Who loves
70s.
You, baby?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. No, Tony B. He was cool.
Yeah, Beretta.
Yeah.
What did you say?
And then What's that?
What did you say? What movie did you say? Or show did you say?
Columbo.
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 He's the one that he. Same people or no?
No, that's Peter Falk. Peter Falk. He wore the long trench coat.
Oh, yeah. I remember Columbo.
I remember I'd never seen that show.
Why did that make me think of Beretta?
I don't know. They're not very similar, I don't think.
That's the 70s. You get a little confused.
Yeah, but anyway. Can you tell what that is? I looked and looked for like something about this wine, and that's all I could find. We met the winemaker on this.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And he likes to write up things like that.
He does, and he is very much into blending wines. So he has a knack for this because he's very new to wine. I mean, he kind of stumbled. Wasn't he a teacher before he went into winemaking?
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe Ben was. Okay. Yeah, it's very good, though. I would give Idle Wines a try for your mom because it's not an intense red wine. It's a nice table.
I like the taste of that tonight.
That's going to go with a lot of food.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the 70s reminiscing about all of our shows. We did not mention the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Marsha.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a 70s show without saying that phrase.
So most of our shows now are set around blindly tasting and evaluating wines just because we want to be honest about our ratings.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you'll join us each week. Next week, we are doing a blind tasting.
Okay, what are we blind tasting?
So I'm going to do a wine for you. You'll do a wine for me. So we don't know what we're going to be tasting. So we are going to do that, and we will go through the deductive tasting process and show you a little bit about, okay, here's the color. Here's what we get from the site. So that leads us to believe it might be this wine. And then here's some flavors and characteristics that might lead us to narrow it down. And we'll see how we do that way. Okay. So we'll talk about deductive tasting process and just why we want to do that. And it just makes us better tasters. I like to, it's just kind of fun to taste instead of just to guzzle some wine down.
Right.
Yeah. So it makes it a little fun.
Get appreciation for it and to know those regions, those tastes, those smells.
Yeah. I learn something every week.
We hope you do too.
And yeah, join us here each week. Go through this journey with us.
And maybe bring out the 70s wines this week.
Yeah.
I don't see if you can find them.
I don't know about that. But
Lancer. What's the other one?
Mateus.
And Lambrusco.
Yeah. There you go. You can probably find some Lambrusco still around.
There you go.
So we hope you'll stay with us each week and learn something along with us. If you haven't done so yet, go to our show and subscribe to it. Give us a rating. And if there's someone that you know that likes wine, tell them about the show or do a posting on social media about it. We'd love that.
Okay, well, and I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day again to everybody.
Yeah, every mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to the moms.
So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.